Reggie Newson was born and raised in Milwaukee and had a leadership role for the Department of Transportation in southeastern Wisconsin during the Doyle administration. Now he has the seemingly tough job of trying to reduce unemployment in the state, including Milwaukee, which has a jobless rate of more than 10%. The rate is thought to be much higher in minority neighborhoods. Secretary Newson promises to work hard on the problem.
My butt off on behalf of the people down in the taxpayers of Wisconsin to continue to push the governor's agenda forward to create jobs in Wisconsin.
Newsom says he's trying to focus on connecting job seekers with available jobs and get people the training they need while helping the private sector create jobs. Newsom is scheduled to be a panelist Saturday at the Community Brainstorming Conference meeting in Milwaukee. Earlier this week, the group Citizen Action of Wisconsin held a jobs town hall discussion in the city. Organizer Jennifer Epps Addison says if the state doesn't follow through on helping with job creation, there could be a local bond-funded effort to renovate schools, hospitals, and municipal buildings.
If we did a wide-scale retrofitting program for all of our outdated buildings, updated them with 21st century technology and green energy technology, and that we made sure that at least 40% of the people who were working on those projects were city of Milwaukee residents.
Epps Addison says getting the president's jobs bill passed would help too. She says she appreciates Secretary Newsom's sentiment about wanting to help create jobs, but would like to see action. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.